We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYSR.org.
Good morning and good morning, live in Memphis, Tennessee. I have some special friends. Oh, well, first of all, I should introduce myself. I hate to be so rude. I'm Jared J.B. Boyd. You listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul right here in Memphis, Tennessee. But we have some friends visiting us today. Honorary family of Memphis soul and spirit and zest and life. We'd love for you to go ahead and introduce yourselves. Go ahead and let us know who you are.
Good morning. I am Graziano Uliani from Porretta, Italy.
Wow.
And I'm Luigi Mari. I'm from Italy as well. I live here in Memphis working at St. Jude.
I'm so thrilled to have you both in the studio, and Sylvia's here as well. And we're talking about the Porretta Soul Festival, which is something that I love talking about, but I can't speak from my own experience, only because I've never been, but it's one of the most exciting things to me that there is an outpost of soul and heritage and the music that we covet so much way, way across the seas in Italy. And Graziano, you're the pioneer, the architect of this experience that, you know, I think that so many Memphians should know. There's so many of us who would, if we did know about it, we would go. We would go and we would share in this exciting revelry, and we would probably scream from the mountaintops how much Memphis music means to you all in Porretta. So thank you, Graziano, first for being here. But could you tell me, I mean, how did this Porretta Soul Festival come to be?
I thanks to my friend today, yes. Because my English is very bad.
I understand.
My teacher was Rufus Thomas, but after the Rufus Thomas passed away, I don't continue to study
English. We'll work together.
And I talk in Italian, and my friend is the official translator, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Allora, nella mia opinione, nella mia mente, esiste un solo tipo di rhythm and blues, il Memphis Sound.
So in his mind, the only Memphis blues is
Memphis sound.
The early rhythm and blues is Memphis sound.
Absolutely. And so if you could, Graciano, tell me, I mean, how did you come to love this music, and why start a festival that celebrates this music?
When I was a child, teenager, more than child, I listened this kind of music in the radio is 66 and 67, and the radio broadcast Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Solomon Burke, Simon Dave, the Booker T and MGs, and I was in love with this kind of music. In the 70s arrived disco music, but I continued to buy the old Stax, Atlantic and High records. I continued with this music. Only in December 86, I met one of my heroes, Solomon Burke, and it's better that my friend translate. Gli raccontai una grossa balla al primo incontro. Gli dissi che avevo fondato il Solomon Burke Fan Club.
He saw him and he told him a lie, telling him that he just founded the Solomon Burke Fan Club.
Yeah, I think I read that. You duped Solomon Burke. You tricked him.
Yeah, but after this meeting, I really founded an association to promote the soul music and rhythm and blues. The name is Sweet Soul Music because Peter Guralnik,
yes,
have just released the book,
right.
Sweet Soul Music, and this is my Bible.
Right.
And my work at the time is in advertising. I sell yellow pages, mm-hmm, in Italy. Mm-hmm. And I met in the early 87 an Italian singer. The name is Zucchero. Mm-hmm. Zucchero was a soul singer, mm-hmm, in Italian style, and I convinced him to bring a wonderful horn session, the Memphis horns.
Yeah,
we contacted Wayne Jackson and Andrew Love.
Yeah.
And Zucchero sold 1,500,000 copies,
wow,
of his first record.
Wow.
The Memphis Horns have invited me in December 87 in Memphis, and Wayne Jackson lived at the time in Nashville. Mm. I was guest of Wayne. With Wayne, we went to Marshall Shoals. I went to the celebration of the 20th anniversary of Otis Redding death in Macon. I promised to the widow to do something to remember Otis Redding in Italy. My first tentative is not really interesting because I named my dog Zilma, like
Otis Redding's wife. Yeah.
Yes, but in March 88, we start with the Poleta Soul Festival with Rufus Thomas and the Memphis Horns, because in December, Wayne Jackson have introduced to me in the music world of Memphis, from Rufus Thomas to Willie Mitchell to Judy Paiser at the Center for Southern Folklore, with everybody. Mm. And I start with the festival in 88 with Rufus. But at the time, I suppose that since it's not my work, I suppose that it is only one edition. But now we have released 35 edition of the Poleta Soul Festival with the best music of Memphis.
That's amazing. And we're listening to some of the live music from the festival here. You said that this actually comes, this particular record belonged to Marvell Thomas. So that's fantastic. And of course, you know, I love hearing about the Memphis Horns.
that Marvello was the band leader for many, many editions of the festival. Yeah. After Marvello, we have Michael Tolles, yeah, band leader. We have Paul Taylor. Mm-hmm. We have Paul Brown. Mm-hmm. And this year we have the formula, si dice formula, yeah, of Foretta Soul Festival is to have a wonderful band with three or four horns, three background singers, the rhythm section, Hammond organ, piano, and this year we have as house band a wonderful band, the Bo Keys.
The Bo Keys. And you know, I love hearing it all started with the Memphis horns, because I started with the Memphis horns, my cousin Andrew Love. So
yeah,
so excited.
And Pee Wee too.
Pee Wee Love, my family. So we'll listen to a little bit more of this music, and we'll come back with Graziano and Luigi, and we'll talk a little bit more about soul in Italy. The Pareto Soul Festival is coming up in July. We're excited. All right.
She won't make mistakes if she knows she'll regret them. A woman will stick behind you through thick and thin. With a woman like this, I know I've got to win. I know I've got a sugar. I know I've got a sugar. I know I've got a sugar. I've got a sugar with my baby. Me and my baby been together through all kinds of weather. I don't care what happened, we're always together. If I see her talking to some on the street, when the conversation is over, I'm in straight home to me. In the morning with a satisfied mind, I don't worry about the woman I left behind. Come home in the evening, my aching back cheer up. Dinner's on the table, the water's in the tub. Oh, Let me do this like this. I spin her lyric just like it's mine. Every nickel, every dime, I know I got a sure thing. Yeah, I know I got a sure thing tonight. I know I got a sure thing. Do you have a sure thing tonight? Say you're a little shaky, huh? What about you? Do you have a sure thing? Yeah. And if you keep your back feel in motion, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry when you sure thing. Got a sure thing. I know I got a sure thing.
Sound of Soul live in Peretta, Italy, here with Luigi and Graziano. So much fun. That sounds amazing. What year was this that this record was done?
We have released this record live with for a little label, but it's only for soul lovers.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
For the associated to the Sweet Soul Music Association in Porretta.
Well, what have been some of your favorite moments over the years? I know this is the 35th year. There can be so many stories, but I've heard that James Carr came. Everyone thought that he had already passed on.
Yeah, we have. I have many stories. Of course, my heroes was the Memphis Horns and Rufus Thomas. Rufus Thomas have helped me many times to walking in Memphis with Rufus was too funny. Mm. Rufus was really a member of my family, like Andrew Love, Wayne Jackson. And every contact of my heroes, like James Carr or Jay Blackfoot, Ruby Wilson, the Thomas family, made Wayne, Andrew, and Rufus. I met many people. I remember my first meeting with Willie Mitchell. For me, was another hero. My preferred label was, of course, Stax. And when I enter in this old studio, the same of the 60s, at the time when I visited Memphis the first time in 87, Stax was come si dice decrepita, era in fase abandon. Di abbandono.
Abandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fortunately, in 2003, they have rebuilt, and this year in Porretta, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Stax Museum.
Absolutely. I mean, for those who are listening who have never visited Porretta, never been, never seen it, never heard of it, I mean, can you explain what the geography is like, what the atmosphere is like, and how Memphis music sort of flows through this space?
But Porretta is a famous spa and hot springs country.
Village.
Village. since the Romans, we have 12 kind of different hot water.
Oh, wow.
And in the past, we have very prestigious visitors like Lorenzo il Magnifico from the Medici, or after the Second War, we have the big opera singer to per curare la voce, insomma, per
to heal her voice.
Mm. Yes, and Poreta is.
We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wysr.org.
From Bologna, we have the old train trail, built in 1864. Era l'unica ferrovia che univa il nord Italia al sud Italia e passava da Porretta.
Was the only way to take a train and go from north to south in Italy.
And we stay on the hills. We have a good weather, good clima, come dicono in Italia, good food and good wine. And good music, of course.
Yes.
In the beginning, when I start, maybe the municipality had prefer another kind of music, the typical Italian music. The name is Liscio, is a slow waltz, mazurka, polka, this kind of music. When I start with the Poreta Soul Festival in 88, the people very had panic because loro temevano l'invasione di una popolazione un po' diversa da quella che si aspettavano.
The municipality and all the people there, they were a bit afraid of new things coming.
Mm-hmm.
But now they are very happy because the people came from over the world to see the real soul singer, because it's not easy to listen. In the past, people like James Carr or Spencer Wiggins, Ollie Nightingale, nobody knows because they don't stay on the charts.
Right.
But this is the real music, is the real thing.
Yeah.
Is not Motown, that is for is pop, in right. my opinion.
Right.
Soul is Stax and High Records, and this kind of music is made in Memphis.
Right. And the event takes place at is it Otis Redding Way or Rufus Thomas Park? I mean, these places are named for people associated with Memphis, right?
No, in the beginning in 90, we have convinced the municipality to name it a street, the street where I live at the time, to Otis Redding. When Rufus Thomas came in 88, he stayed 10 days in Porretta, and Rufus was familiar with everybody. He entered on the store, he go to dinner in the house of the people. Rufus was very, very incredible man. And since the park where we do the festival don't have a name, we have we think to do a tribute to Rufus. And in 95 we have officially named the park to Rufus Thomas. I remember that in the 95 edition of the festival, we have many stars. We have Rufus Thomas, Wilson Pickett, Otis Clay, Shirley Brown, a big band with Ben Coley and Marvell and Michael Toss, many. But Rufus want to go on stage for the last. But since we have the house band only for Rufus and the Memphis people, and Wilson Pickett have his own band, it's not possible to present Rufus at the last. And Rufus in the beginning was a little angry, but when go on stage, he told to everybody, "You are my people. This is my park."
Mm-hmm.
Hai capito? è buffo, e questo glielo dici tu, perché Peter Guralnik disse a Rufus, ma Rufus non sapevo che eri proprietario di un parco. E lui, strizzando l'occhietto, disse: "Veramente non mi hanno mai fatto vedere il rogito, lo statement."
Ok. When they told Rufus,
Peter Guralnik
told Rufus, "I didn't know that you own a park." And he said, "Actually, I never see the document stating it."
Well, that's a trip.
Officially, totally a trip. We have the Rufus Thomas Park.
Well, you know,
the maps.
I can only imagine that so many Memphians, if they knew that there was a place in Italy that they could go and visit, a Rufus Thomas Park, that they would go. And so, it's amazing that this exists, that this is a place, that this is a town, a village that loves Memphis, our music, our sound, and I can only imagine loves for our people to visit. And so, July 20th through the 23rd, the Peretta Soul Festival in Peretta, Italy, with amazing talent this year, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. So there, of course, the Stax Music Academy will be there. Is that right?
Yeah, in 2006, the first trip of the Stax Academy was Porretta. Mm-hmm. And in the same year, we had the debut of Mono Neon.
Right.
At the time, Dwayne Thomas Jr., with a wonderful band, South Soul Rhythm Section. Mm-hmm. And was the first time that Dwayne Jr. and Dwayne Sr. play together.
Wow, that's amazing. An incredible legacy, an incredible heritage, and it's amazing that y'all have done so much for 35 years to celebrate something that is so near and dear to us here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I just, ever since I've heard about it, I felt like I need to go. So this year it has to happen. This year it has to happen. I have to get on that plane and go see my family members in Peretta. Speaking of Dwayne Thomas Jr. and Sr., of course, Mono Neon being the junior, there have been some Memphians who've gone out there and they've just stayed. They've hung around. What has that been like to have some people like Perry Michael Allen, who's remained in Europe, Dwayne Thomas Sr., who's remained in Europe, and so many other people who've come from visitors to kind of full-time and part-time members of your community? Could you tell me a bit about that?
We have many, many members. Michael Allen was... he lives in Porretta for many times. Kenneth Jackson, the trumpet player. Dwayne Thomas, 18 years in Porretta. And I remember that Tini Hodges spent 2 weeks in Porretta, and he was very in love with the people of Porretta, because Porretta is a short village. The musician that tour Europe, usually, maybe tonight they perform in Rome, tomorrow night they perform in Paris. And it's not possible integration with the local community.
Mm-hmm.
The Porretta Soul Festival needs 10 days of stay in Porretta for the musician. And you can drink a coffee with Rufus, We can drink a beer with Marvel or with Shirley Brown. This is different. This year, Bobby Rush came back in Porretta for the third time. Bobby was very familiar. It's incredible because we don't have a big stage with Doug, with manager incazzati. Come si dice incazzati?
Angry.
Angry. It's easy. We don't have security. It's not necessary. I remember Chaka Khan, manager, in 2008, I supposed to have Etta James, but Etta James was sick. And to have a big name, we call Chaka Khan. The manager was crazy because this where the security. We explained him that it's not necessary to security in Porretta. The family enter in the Rufus Thomas Park is not dangerous. We don't have people with i fucili come succede qui in America.
Crazy people around.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Vedo che non glielo vuoi dire.
Well, oh my gosh, I'm just so excited that we could have you here, Graziano. And you come to Memphis a good bit. I mean, at least a couple times a year, right? You're in town.
Yeah, allora, this year I stay 1 week, but usually I visit Memphis 2 times every year. I am an honorary citizen of Memphis.
You are?
In 92, Mr. Harrington,
yeah,
the mayor, yeah, gave me the key of the city.
Yeah.
For me, it's a big honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I am only a soul lover. I'm not a manager, I'm not an organizer of festival. Dilli che se l'avessi fatto di mestiere lo sarei fallito 20 volte.
He always says that if this was his real job, probably he already ran out of business.
No, anche perché diciamo, se l'avessi fatto di lavoro avrei fatto dei nomi commerciali. Invece io andavo alla ricerca di Holly Nightingale piuttosto che di Sam Scar.
Yeah, because this was not his job but his passion.
Absolutely.
He also he always wanted to have not big names but really soul Memphians.
Yeah, sing. Like James Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna listen to a little bit more of this music, Graziano. It's an honor for me to have you here, and you as well, Luigi, and Sylvia's hanging in the back. You listen to WYXR 91.7 FM. If you want to holler at us, we're at 901-460-3031. Come on and holler at us. Let Graziano know that you're listening. And we can talk a little bit more about Porretta Soul Festival in Italy. This is July 20th through the 23rd. Hey, if you got a passport, you might as well go and check it out.
Get ready! Get ready! I'm gonna bring to you now the lovely lady, the queen of the Memphis Sound, Miss Rava Thomas! Thank you.
me, baby. You're so sweet, I just love you, baby, like I do my own mom. Love you, baby, gonna take you home and love you, darling. Loving, loving all the time, yeah. Loving, loving, I can't get you out of my mind, no. Oh, well, I die with a feeling. When you're near me, I get high as the ceiling.
Don't come to me. said, this is the kind of stuff that make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like raise some chicken gravy on your white shirt, right down front. Here we go. Y'all ready, fellas? Yeah. Ready, fellas? Yeah. Ready, fellas? Yeah. Ready, fellas? Yeah. What goes on? What goes deep? I want to know, can I get a couple of young ladies to come up here and do the fucking chicken? I need a lady. Come on. Come on down. Come on. Right over there. Come on. Stand over there. Okay. Can I get one? Good, right over here now. Right over there. Spread it out, y'all. Okay, here we go. Now all you have to do is just follow instructions. Follow instructions. Okay, hold it right there. Hold it. Follow instructions. Okay, here we go. Spread it out. Spread it out. Okay, here we go. Y'all ready, fellas? Ready, fellas? Ready, fellas? Ready, fellas? Put that up arm up. Right on cue. I'm gonna tell you what you gotta do. Flap your wings. Feet start kicking. Now you know. Doing the pump chicken. Do it, man. Holy baby, boy, that chicken show getting fucking now. Here we go. Here. Stand up there. Come here, baby.
lady. I've got a hand for the lady. I've got a hand for the lady. Well, tonight I want to introduce everybody to you. Jim Spake on a saxophone. Brenda, what? Brenda Rutledge on trombone. Kenneth Jackson on the trumpet, y'all. Michael Toe on the guitar. Wayne Thomas on the bass. Marvell Thomas on the keyboard. That's my son, y'all. That's my son, y'all. Stephen Potts on the drum.
All right, we're back. That was, listen, that's been, I don't think that I've ever played an entire record on any program, but that was fantastic. Graziano, Luigi, it's been fantastic to have you both here in the studio with us and hearing your stories. Also, I have a rule about you never have the more fascinating conversations off the mic, but we broke that rule a lot because we was having, I felt like I was in all those places and all those stories and all those times that you were sharing of soul and Memphis and this export, this exchange of cultures and craft between Memphis, Tennessee and Peretta, Italy. I truly, truly commend you for what you're doing for the legacy of artists who have called my city home. And of course, you know, as you've mentioned, Willie Harrington gave you the key to the city in 1992. So it's not any provenance of mine to be able to welcome you as an extended member of the Memphis family. That has happened long before I was even here on this planet. But I am so glad that you are a dear friend of our city and as you mentioned, an honorary Memphian, I think more than honorary at this point. So thank you so much. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you, Jared.
So what can we look forward to this year at the Peretta Soul Festival 2023, come July of 2023?
Allora, this year the house band will be the Bokies with the Norman Sisters as the background singers, and we have also a new entry, baritone sax is Jamel Mitchell. Mm. Is the son of the famous James Mitchell.
Yeah.
And the guest was Bobby Rush. We have John Nemeth. We have Katrina Anderson. And we have a wonderful duo. The name is Samuel and Davis, produced by Bobby Manuel. Mm. And Bobby Manuel, Welcome to Poreta, is a producer of the new album of this duo, Samuel and Davis, aka the Blues Peddlers.
Oh.
Yeah. We have also Charlie Hood. Do you remember Charlie Hood, a keyboard player in Beale Street for many years?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Wood, yeah.
Charlie Wood. Mm-hmm. We have guest of the book is also Robbie McKinley. She's a lady from Boston that lives in French. And in 2012, when the Bokies performed in Porretta, have met this lady and have released together a wonderful album made in Memphis. Yeah. The first night, we have a special guest, a very special guest, Mono Neon, with his band. We have Mighty Mo Rogers with Sax Gordon. And we have the formerly house band of Porretta for many years, Anthony Paul's solo orchestra with Terry Odabi. And we have also many Italian bands on the second stage. We have titled the second stage Rufus Thomas Cafe Stage. And the main stage is on the Rufus Thomas Park. During these 4 days, we have music with free access in the morning, since 11 in the morning till 7 in the night, free. And from 8 in the evening to all over midnight, 1 or 2 o'clock, we have the American star on the Rufus Thomas Park.
And you're not even reading any paper. You know this down. You have it by heart. This you can tell that this is your passion. You're not even looking at a sheet of paper. You're just calling those names off. That's impressive. You have it all together, Luigi.
Yeah, you have all. Hai tutti i nomi in mente. Non hai bisogno di leggere.
Ma ancora non soffro di Alzheimer.
It doesn't suffer of Alzheimer yet.
Well, I'm so excited. You know, that's such a jam-packed schedule that I don't know if there's any room for a DJ from Memphis who might be able to play some soul in a hip-hop style.
That's a good idea. It would be a good idea. We can try to have the time. Maybe for next year.
Okay, all right. Well,
a good idea.
Yeah, all I gotta do is stay alive. Yeah. Well, Graziano, this has been fantastic. We're so excited to have you here once again in Memphis. What are you gonna do? Some more fun things while you're in town?
But tomorrow we have the presentation of I attend to the presentation at the Strax Museum of the book.
Yes.
About Rufus Thomas, with many story about the relationship of Rufus Thomas and Porretta.
Yeah.
And tonight I go to the Blues Award, and in Saturday and Sunday we meet the guest that came to Porretta. Yesterday I met Bobby Rush and the Bookies at the Sam Phillips recording. Mm. They have rehearsed the songs that Bobby Rush will perform in Porretta 2 months before the That's show. Right. But it's incredible because Bobby and the Bookies have really enjoyed the session, and also Jerry Phillips was to see the session. And very, very interesting. And Monday I come back home.
Awesome.
Opportunity that you have, the people have to listen to Memphis music, is also in a big island in the ocean. In Gran Canaria, we have a twin festival since 2015, mm-hmm. twin festival with Porretta,
yeah.
in Maspalomas in Gran Canaria. Mm-hmm. The name of the festival is Maspalomas Costa Canaria Soul Festival.
Yeah, a twin festival. So
twin
if you miss Porretta, you get another chance. It's the next week, right? This time is the week before.
This time is before, the 14 and 15 on July.
Yeah.
And from 20 to 23, we have the festival in Porretta. But the Bookies and some guests stay in Porretta also the 24 and 25, because we have a couple of gigs in the little village around Porretta.
Amazing, amazing.
Is the people have named our area the Soul Valley.
How do I know you're going to say that? I felt that. That was I had that right on the tip of my tongue there. Soul Valley. All right.
Soul Valley.
Well, that means that I'll have to make a pilgrimage to the Soul Valley. I'm going to have to have a coming home. Thank you so much, Graziano. Thank you so much, Luigi. This is so fantastic. It's a great opportunity. And you know, 35 years to 35 more. Congratulations on 35 years. But I look forward
thank
to
you.
Another 35 of amazing soul memories in Peretta, Italy. And this is fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Peretta Soul Festival, July 20th through the 23rd in Peretta, Italy. Sweet soul music all the way in the Soul Valley of Italy. All right. Thanks for listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
I reached for you, but you weren't there. Time stood still with darkness at my door. Yes, I've been down that road.
Hey guys, it's your double E, Ina Esco on Musically Effective. Check it out each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
WYXR Memphis.